the Supreme Court faces criticism over the ethics of individual justices. Critics questioned their contacts with people who have an interest in cases. They especially questioned Justice Clarence Thomas, whose wife Ginny pushed to overturn a Democratic election in 2020. But nobody can say the justices have violated their code of conduct. Nobody can say that because they do not have a code of conduct. Now some activists have tried to imagine one. Here's NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
It's not that the justices don't know their lack of an ethics code is adding fuel to the fire of lost public trust. They reportedly have discussed the subject of an ethics code, but apparently have not reached any agreement. Now, however, two groups have written what they call a model code of conduct for the Supreme Court, and it's getting generally favorable reviews. The groups are the Project on Government Oversight, a nonpartisan independent government watchdog, and the Lawyers Defending American Democracy. Their effort follows an increasing drumbeat of criticism aimed at the court for perceived ethical lapses and failures to deal with them. Most recently, the American Bar Association passed a resolution calling on the justices to adopt a binding code of ethics and urged other bar associations around the country to pass similar resolutions. The proposed model code of conduct announced yesterday couches its objective in modest terms. Here's Sarah Tuberville, the lead writer.
It's sort of beyond debate now that the justices do need a code of conduct. So this is a start.
The proposed ethics rules are based on the already existing code of conduct that applies to lower federal court judges. But the proposed new rules go further. The model code sets out clear and more stringent guidelines for recusal, prohibitions against conduct that creates an appearance of partiality, and rigorous obligations for disclosure of gifts and sources of income. In particular, for instance, the model code would require justices to disqualify themselves from cases involving litigants and groups involved in a justice's confirmation. The code would bar close family members from engaging in political or other activities that present the appearance of partisanship. And it would also bar Supreme Court justices from appearing before groups with partisan or ideological agendas, groups like the Conservative Federalist Society or the Liberal American Constitution Society. It would also recognize that certain political activities by a spouse or other close family members would require justices to recuse themselves. It would, say the authors, require justices to forego activities in which they have until now freely engaged, but that, they argue, is an appropriate requirement for a lifetime position imbued with enormous power. NYU law professor Stephen Gillers, author of perhaps the leading text on judicial ethics, says 85% of the recommendations in the proposed model code are already the rules for lower court judges, rules that the Supreme Court has said it consults as guidelines for itself, but is not bound by. Gillers believes that the only reason the court has not actually been able to come up with a code of conduct for itself is that some of the justices, quote, don't want to be pushed around.
Every judge in America is governed by ethics rules except nine. Guess who they are?
That said, though, he points to a particular problem on the court. Only peer pressure would make any new rules enforceable, so all nine justices would have to sign on. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.